Shalmi Yuma Dav Zayin. Starting from above in the base, we left off yesterday. The Gemara discusses the halacha. We quoted the brisa of a kohen that's Mashuach Mochama. Kohen Mochama has certain dinim of a kohen gadol, but certain things, certain halachas are different. In a kohen gadol, b'shas Mashuach Mochama, if something happens to the kohen gadol, he does not get appointed in his place. He's not the one that could take a replacement for the kohen gadol. Even though he's like a Mishnah Lamelech, even though he's right under the Kohen Gadol, he can't replace him. And also, his son does not inherit his position, and Melech is also part of Minchas Chavitin and other things as well that nogeya to the Kohen Gadol. So today, the Gemara is going to start off with Vav and Mebeis wanted to know what's the halacha of a Mashuach Mechama. Once he's a Kohen Mashuach, do we say that he can never become a Kohen Gadol? It's only now that he's temporary in that position, he can't be a kohen gadol, or maybe he can never be a kohen gadol. So the Gemara discusses this shaila. Where do we know that a kohen gadol can be appointed for kohen gadol? Shneema Pinchas ben Elazar nagidaya aleihem lefanim Hashem amar. Pinchas ben Elazar, the pasuk in Devar Hayomim, that Pinchas ben Elazar was appointed over them in before they was with him, which means he was a shuach mekama. He was the one who went to battle, and therefore, that was his job. He guarded the Mikdash. And yet the halacha is, he still was able to go ahead and be appointed as the Kohen Gadol. So we see that even though Pinchas was a Kohen Mashuach Mechama in the war against the Midyanim, he still later was able to be appointed as a Kohen Gadol. It's a riot from here that you did not exclusive. The Carbonator explains, what was the Havimina Minayan? Sakadai Daimina, I thought Kivin Shu Mashuach Mechama, once he's in that role, in a royal love El Oil Murd Lashas Bakashi Oilam, he can never become a Kohen Gadol. They can never do the Avodah in the middle. They can't do that. However, we see from the Pasuk here, Devar Yomim, Nagara Yelo Elim, he was a Kohen Gadol. Pinchas was a Mashuach Mechama, and yet he still became a Gadol. So you see a Raya that you can, that you're not forever disqualified from being the Kohen Gadol. Probably brings a drash. We also can't have a boy Mekantri Lev Elozer Brev Yossi. Yossi wanted to go ahead and Mekantri, to chap it, to rebuke, to criticize his son, Elozer Brev Yossi. And Vimalei would say to him, Lefneimo. He would say to him, Pasuk, in former times, Hashem was with him. What does it mean, Lefneimo? What does it mean, Hashem was with him in former times? In the days of Zimri, Pinchas protested against the Znus, Hashem was with him. May Pelegish Begiva lo Micha. But in days of Pelegish Begiva, Pinchas did not protest against them, and then Hashem was not with him. So basically, he was giving Musa to his son and saying to him that you can't just once in a while go ahead and criticize those who are chatoim, those who sin. You have to constantly do it, because just because you did it once or twice and Hashem approved what you did, if you don't do it again, Hashem will not approve. That is the way Kabbalah explains that he's the lesson he brings. He wrote to the Kantor Shilmud. He wanted to teach him halacha. Gamata b'asamadik Moshe. Just like he did when you were young, you have to continue doing later. Because Hashem forgets you when he's with you. But originally, Pinchas was Moshe. You know the Meister by Zimri. He was Kenesh Hashem Kanam Poikimbo. So he was, and Hashem was with him. But Pelegish Begiva, he wasn't Moshe, and for that, Hashem was no longer with him. So you see, that's the lesson he's teaching his children, that his son, that what you did once doesn't mean that Hashem is with you the next time if you don't do the proper thing over here. Because since Pinchas was alive and didn't go ahead and criticize, didn't go ahead and stand up to what Shevet Binyamin did by the Pelegish Begiva, so Mela, Kleisel was punished terribly for that. Mela, therefore, he was. You see that Akash Baruch Hu wasn't with him. Akash Baruch Hu wasn't lefnim, wasn't lashon lefanim, wasn't lefnim, wasn't together with him, because of he didn't act the way this the second time, and that's what the Musa was to his son. Mer continues. Kohen Mashuach Mechama, the halachas of what begat mezuir, what's the status as kohen or as quasi kohen gadol? Mer wants to understand what this. Where do we know that kohen gadol, the kohen is Mashuach Mechama, still has to go ahead. Initial Bishmoni, he has to go ahead and wear the eight begadim when he showed the Orem Ratumim, whether he should go to battle, he has to wear the eight begadim. Begadim Shiyotim Lachama, Nisham Tumim, he has to go to the Ratumim, he has to wear the eight begadim, just like the begadim of a Kohen Gadol. He has to go with the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. And the where do we know that from? Sigmar says, Rav Chiya, B'Shem Av Yoyikanan, Nekodesh, Pasik says, pasuk in Chumash and Shmos. B'diakor shi elarin yil bonav l'akarav. Should be l'akarav. What does it mean l'akarav? Ma'atama, what's akarav after him? You know, obviously it's akarav is b'no. It means b'no. What does it mean after him? The gedula shel akarav means that to say that even the gedula, even by the kohen mashuach machama, who is not the kohen gadol, but is the gedula shel akarav. He's the next in line after the kohen gadol. That he also has to wear. Torah saying akarav, he has to wear it because begadim as well when he's coming to approach the Urim Batumim to ask him about going into battle, which battle and how they should go in, etc. So therefore, Torah's lashon akarav means even those who are akarav doesn't mean the next generation, but it means akarav, akar the kohen gadol, because he's behind him, he's not as chashuv as him. And that's why it's called Akrav. And he also has to wear the eight begadim when he's being shoved to Menashe Avi Mishmana. And we're talking know that he has to go ahead and wear when he does the Davod, he has to wear eight. So Gemara says that Reyumio B'Shem Rav Yoichanan, Masavir said the name of Rav Yoichanan. You see it, Mike Dakosh Shalara, the Kosh Shalara, Ma'atam Labak, what's the Akrav? Dushal Akrav means the one that gets the same idea, Dushal Akrav, the one who's Kadosh after, which means the one that's the most kosher, the most kadosh of the Kohanim after Kohen Gadol, which of course refers to Mashiach Mechama. That is the that refers to him that he has to wear the begadim. Gemara has two halakas. Gemara wants to understand two statements of which one is correct. I was together with you by Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan didn't say anything about the Kohen Mashiach Mechama that he can go ahead and ask to wear Lishal when he goes to ask. I said, you didn't say the Kohen Gadol can let him do the avoda with the eight begadim. Rather, he says that when he's asking lo avoda. He didn't say b'shasti avoda. He would have to only b'shasti the show aliyah metumim. So mainly, you see that that's only got to be that. But he didn't talk about what begadim itself by the avoda. Manoivet. Which what does he do the avoda? Which avoda does the Kohen do when he does the Kohen Mashiach does the avoda? So which is he? What does he do? The eight begadim is only the gabe yerim being shoulder and vetumim. What about when he does a regular avoda? Gemara says, what does he do? Gemara says, the chayrod is with eight, or does just with like a regular kain, or is he like just a four? So Gemara says, Aisy of Yishma Tzinikam Akav Min Drama Betana. He said, Chum Aimim quoted the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, Ainu Avid LaBishmana Shal Kohen Gadol, but Avishal Kohen. Isn't it neither the four, nor does he wear the. Doesn't wear neither one. The lower b'shmona, initial b'shmona, so the avoda doesn't do. So how much does he wear when he does the avoda? So the Gemara says you don't wear eight, nor do you wear the four. Not like the kohen, not like the kohen gadol. What does that mean? What do you do? What do you wear? What role does he play? He's not the kohen gadol. He's the kohen. If he's not kohen, he's the kohen like the kohen gadol. So what does it mean? Neither four nor eight. I'm rabba b'din shayav b'abba. It means men daraisa kohen. I'm shul chamish shataka. Wear four like a regular kohen. But let me know, why doesn't he do that? Because since they know he's so chashuv, he's like right next to the Kohen Gadol. He's right underneath him. So if really he's supposed to wear four, not eight, he's not the Kohen Gadol, except when he's being neshal the shalom v'tumim. But if he wears four, people know that he's so chashuv. He's like they think he's the Kohen Gadol. They'll think that the Kohen Gadol confuse him with the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol could wear four sometimes. Sometimes wear eight. He's not mechuyev to wear eight begadim. He could wear sometimes four alone is sufficient. So mameila, therefore, we don't let him, he doesn't wear four nor eight. What does it mean? He can do the avar. He says, he's saying that he can do the inside the azari, he wears with the belt mechutz neshal, but not outside the azari. He has to wear eight. People confuse inside azari and outside azari. Of course they don't. They know it's two separate things. You see eight, and when he's a shoel, everyone knows that's inside, that's special. And four is on the outside. The azari. Isn't that so? Therefore, that's outside. That's not anything. So there, why would be? Well, what's the shayla? Why would you be confused? There's no confusion. The four or eight. So the Gemara says, really, there is a confusion. Himself, it was Avion Yisrael. He was the Chachma, the father of all Yisrael. So the Gemara says he himself was confused. Between the Kiyas Shefer of Hakil, which was in the Azara, which was outside the Azara, and the Shefer, which was inside the Azara. We don't tell him now in the Kohen Mechatzot to go to Chatzotzos. To me, we're low Bali movement. Only Kohen of Blue Thomas was a movement of low Bali movement. Rabbi Kiva. I'm a little bit tough. And Akabakas B'nai, I'll cut off my children. And Malisi, what do you mean? Like a shvua? Like, what are you talking about? He was so upset about Rabbi Kiva's aloha
that he was sort of mistaken. It's such a terrible thing that you're saying, halacha, that's something, I'll bury my children. That's how upset I am by your psak. He didn't see my brother, my mother. He's laying one of his feet. He's standing in the Azara. And he had a trumpet in his blowing. So you see that a Kohen with a Mulam can do the chatzotzes. So what are you saying? Rabbi Akiva is saying that you can't do it. Someone like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shem, Lo Yisrael, B'Shas HaKal. Maybe you only saw it, not the regular Balavota, but B'Shas HaKal. Not by the Kabbonis, but by the Kal, where he was blowing the trumpets. That is something that about. What does Halacha say? Halacha says that the Marab Zeb, Hadam, Shaman, and Zakin, B'Peh. The Marab said they inaugurated the Zakin and B'Peh just by appointing them. That the, you know, that even though you have to go ahead and have people that are smichim, that are correct to be able to do it, but Lamaisa, what he did was, he just called them, he appointed the people just by saying that you're a part of it. You're a substitute. You're a person that can do what it has to do. Hey, much McKenna, the second base said that's what they interpreted, and that's what he said. So when it goes to Mishnah, says on four things that you said, and he'll make you into a Bezdin of Israel. Surely he didn't want to do that. But the Gemara says, but because the original made the agreement, so maybe the first thing does go to the fourth place, because that was the original takana that was made. Okay. Gemara continues. We have a brisa. I says to the Mishnah, I can't. God takes a second wife. And I am. She must say, look, I'm not going to get another coin instead of. So we have another wife also tonight. I'll tell him, says, yeah, Shema, you write Dov Ishmael. Last time I heard something, he gave his wife. Mora says, something happened to his wife. What happened? Himself, wife. So what exactly happened? Basically, Ishmael. So there's no dove itself. We have to always prepare. It's like, why? When it happens, we always have to be prepared. What does it mean, the dove itself? What does that mean? Rabbi Thomas says, she made the woman die. Why he was married to now die. And the mother is already alive. So then, the luck would be, and the dove itself would be our problem. It would be continuous. It would not stop. It would go. There would be no end. So my answer is, Shema Thomas Tisha, so may this first wife would die for Thomas Tisha Kheres. Second one will die also. And then the question is, would you have to make a third one, or is that enough to the second one should run? Do you have to go marry a third one for this takana? That's not so simple. When Shema Tavula says, so for Thomas Tisha Kheres, may I marry another one? Where is Akash? Tell me if you're not. I'll be asked, Mak Zila Kotaki Yuda. Before you go ahead and you ask an opinion of Yuda, because he holds there's no end to her, there's no end. So you want to say, So the question is, what's the raya? Why don't we say that she'll die? Why don't we say the same thing that maybe who shall die? How far do we chayshesh that she would die that we have to have another wife? Why don't we say the same thing by even the Kohen Gadol that we're putting instead of him? The one's on deck. Let's say his wife will die. So the same concern. Before you're asking, I'll view the... You're a kashan rabbana. You're going to go to rabbana. You're going to rabbana also. Shema, you're coming to go. So maybe the Kohen Gadol will get a balkari. It's going to be replacement. Replacement will be a balkari. So you can have the same thing over there. When is it laying the dove itself? They have a third and a fourth and a fifth. Each one become tame. You keep on having to replace the Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says, kari mutsi, that we say, that's mutsi. Kari is mutsi. That's something that's routine. That can happen. That's why you point someone else. Because that's something that can happen. Misa enim zot misa death is not mitzuya, and also goes up dava shiru tame shemasi, and we go to beir tishol. No dava dal dava shemasi. So mercy you minik zera on dava shemasi. So it's nothing to do with the dama of nothing there at all. So mainly therefore that can't be. In fact, it's going back, which is not a din makir. We actually the thing would say on a dava matzi, even on you're not goes on a dava matzi. And therefore, Misa Tzad Dava Matzi would still be a din where you would be able to have a Royu or Enu Shkichi, and therefore you would not have to worry about appointing someone else. The Gemara Nice Rav Yehuda says that you do require a second wife. I should not be Rav Misa Matzi. He says, Misa Mitzuya. We've learned in the Mishnah that Rav Yehuda, you didn't give him another wife. Maybe his wife will die. So if we have to prepare another wife, Tamar Linda Mishnah here, maybe because a person goes ahead, makes a get, give the Nikos like a Nikola. And he left the husband old and sick. You don't know what happened to the husband. You assume the husband's still alive. It's like a Zaka. Tamar Linda Mishnah Mitsuya, because he's a death man Mitsuya. It's a Chorot Astir in Suyas. Here we say Mitsuya Mitsuya, and you have to set another wife. Maybe she'll die. But here, we don't say Mitsuya Mitsuya. So my answer, Tom and Yaakov, over there the question of husband will die is because of a Yaakov. Can't see it, it's not a tzibur. Can God the wife will die, it's going to get to the whole tzibur. Chaimu with tzibur. But not the question of Misa and a Yaakov, that maybe his wife will die, they're about to get. But here, it's a tzibur. The Kangal is working on behalf of the tzibur. And a tzibur, we are Kishas the Misha. It's more of a kshash. We see is even by question of the missing my Yaakov. I mean, the Rabbi some of Yuda, oh yeah, Shefesh Lakinim Yishlam. There was no collection chest from Yishlam for Kinim and Be'aruvus because they're intermixing. All intermixing because of Taruvus. Because of the Taruvus. What does it mean intermixing? What's the concern? What was the Taruvus? What do we mean what's the intermixing they were talking about? So the Gemara says, what are we afraid of? The Gemara says, we're afraid of the concern. Maybe one of the women will die. You have a problem. You can have she died, and here she has to bring a chatas. And then it would be now left that you can't bring up a chatas that may survive. Mixed together with the other money in the chest. Now you have a problem. It passes all the other kabbah. Some of them need to bring a carbon. This woman doesn't bring carbon because it's already misa. So all of them will not, there'd be no time to. You can't have a coordinated effort to do that. Therefore, that's the reason why it's we don't say. It's according to this opinion, we don't say this later, even for those who are concerned that we say Tamat the Mace, we're Kashan the Mace, and we're not really concerned about that. Over there's a special din we're told by Neved, we're there with Kashesh, but that we're afraid that maybe it would be a problem. But otherwise. Regular thing, but I get we're not concerned that there'll be death, and we'll crush put a suffix on the get itself. So this thing, now the question is, the I wanted to know, the mice, what's the difference between the katas and left it? We say left to die, and the other money, we still name to that kasha. It's the karakasha, life's fair. What is the difference between the two sukkahs, two gemaras? We thought we had an answer, but the gemara has no answer to this, so what's understand? What's understand the stira? So the gemara, Bryce says, they're going to view the kangal, what goes ahead, tonight, marry a second wife. Because we understand that's the responsibility that he has. Mother says, what about Kedusha Yitmo? Let him go ahead and make Makish the second wife from the yesterday. So what is the idea that Mother says that he now we say that to Cheryl? So now we say it's like, we do because Lamai says to be at the same time. Why do we say that before he does it, he enters with the one from before? Let me build the one second wife from yesterday. And if in the new one, it'll come take effect right away. So Mother says, which means that when his father died, it died. So it's his household, not two households. Because if he died, he assumes the small line, it's still the halakha would be, Bishnei Batim, it goes over Shnei Batim, and not Goyser. Goyser only be one part, but two Batim that far, we're not Goyser. If we're not Goyser, we don't consider that would be a problem. You don't have to go ahead and do that because at Beso is only one, not two. You don't have to be concerned about that. The guy had to set aside a second wife, more than what we did. The Gemara discusses this issue and says that we have this halakha, how far we go. Gemara says, only Kakinyan, you don't have to go that far, because Lamaisa, it's not, the Kashash Misha does not extend more than what we were concerned about originally, and the concern about it originally is Bad Beso, no Bad Beishnayim, and if that far we don't have to go to say it's happened twice. And if we don't want to conclude, therefore, the institution of the second wife, it takes effect right away. And then Kippur, how could you say it happened to Yom Kippur? You would say it's like someone who cries on Shabbos, come on Shabbos, you're not going to. And when I answer, I'm like, Kishim Shvus, if you were in Mikdash, because the Shvus, they were not in Mikdash, come on with that. My institution is really a Shvus. The Kinyan is really a Shvus, you make Kamedek Siva. So therefore, it's really just a Shvus. And a Shvus is. That's why we allow you to do so in a mikdash to say that she can get married on Yom Kippur. If it's something happened to his wife, she'll be considered married. Mara says it's halakha on Shabbos. That's only a man who marries a widow on Friday in Almana. Because he has to go and marry her, she's still for Shabbos. She could kind of kinyan on Shabbos. It shouldn't be considered like someone who requires a kinyan on Shabbos. Why? Because we say that the Kabbalah the explains. So the concept of yom, because when it says shayin tzorul yachad imaga chuppah, you have to go ahead. Kodesh Shabbos should be yachad zekana. You have to go ahead because what's koina? is kind of by a regular wife, but by a mana, what's kind of is yichud. Yichud is kind of after the chuppah. So therefore, you have to have yichud after the chuppah. So if you're going to wait for Shabbos, you'll be koneg on Shabbos, but yichud. That we don't want to do. That's not a kinyan. So therefore, we have to be before Shabbos, and even if that be after Shabbos, it's not a problem, because the kinyan could be done, that could be done as long as the thing itself, the kinyan itself is not done on Shabbos, that would not be violated. Kinyan, that would be more good. Let's stop over here.